Let's bring in Sheridan Smith anyway. So here she is, wonderful actress, lovely lady, all around.
Hello.
Pretty girl. Sheridan Smith. Hi, Sheridan.
I come bearing gifts. Donuts.
Wow. Donut gifts.
What a talented girl.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You brought lots of donuts.
Thank you.
It's very nice
of
you.
Thank you for helping me find my dog.
Yeah. Is that all we get, donuts? I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful, but...
I was going to bring beer, but it's very early in the morning.
Mm. Right.
Isn't it?
Okay.
So, donuts.
There's no reward?
What would you like?
I can't say that on the air.
In addition to donuts.
You can have whatever you want.
Oh, well, God love you.
Mm. Right, never say that.
Thanks for coming in. Let's play some music. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yes. How are you?
I'm all right. Well, I'm full of cold and a bit moany, but don't... bar that, I'm all right.
But let's cheer you up a bit, Chris.
Oh, God love you.
I don't like you being in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood. I was earlier, but now I'm in a good mood.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
God, I'm pleased.
It's in a filthy mood earlier on, honestly. You didn't want to be here at 6:30. It was...
I think I was justified to, you know...
Well, no, I'm not saying it was unjustified.
It's
I'm just saying...
when you hit colour purple in the face that I think, ooh.
Yeah.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah. It was a hard hat area.
I'm being paid. I'm being paid for 2 months.
Oh.
Seriously, I'm coming in... Seriously.
I don't know what to say. I'd make more money.
Sheridan, I'd make more money if I was still in the street busking with no guitar.
There's a fella who does that in Liverpool. I told you about.
Yeah.
A fella with a cardboard guitar, and he just stands there in Matthew Street, just strumming.
No, I saw a guy yesterday with a cone.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was very clever.
Did he? How clever did you think it was? what did you give him?
I gave him £1.
You didn't give him anything, did you?
I did. I gave him £1.
Did you really?
Yeah.
On your life.
On my life.
You're such a liar. You're going to hell, Sheridan.
I'll see you there.
Right. I'm going to find that guy with a cone and give him a fiver today. There you go, my friend. You know Sheridan Smith? No, it doesn't matter. Playing the cone. Maybe I'll go and do that today.
You should do.
I'll scrape together enough money that I can actually have something to eat tonight.
Just as an exercise, see what you can make.
Yeah. So tell us about your dog. How many dogs have you got?
I've got 3. I brought pictures, look.
Oh, 3? Christ.
Yeah, they're Jesus. Like my London family. Chris.
You know I don't like them.
Why aren't you a dog lover? I don't trust people who don't love dogs.
Do you know what? I don't get it.
Why?
I think there's people who, like, love their animals that much. I think there's something slightly wrong with
them. Well, maybe there is something wrong with me, but they are loyal.
I think it's a sign that they're lonely and insecure.
Maybe that is true,
right.
But I still got lots of dogs, so shut up.
Do you live in a flat with 3 dogs, or do you have a house?
I'm downstairs with the garden flat, and I rent upstairs to my friends. There's always
you there. Wow. She's like the Robbie Fowler of acting. With properties, that's not...
It wasn't a footballing show.
No.
Do you like my T-shirt, by the way? I've got football on it.
Oh, well, you've got football on it.
I did it for you.
Who's on it? Who's that?
I think it's Bobby Moore.
It is Bobby Moore.
Right. Yeah.
And what's he holding?
The World Cup.
That's right. Yeah. It's just an excuse to stare at you, but... show me again, let me have a look. I'm not sure if that is Bobby Moore.
Stop it. What's he holding? Bobby Moore, I meant.
He's holding the World Cup game.
Oh, Chris.
So, I've got...
Who's next to Bobby Moore? Let me just have a little look there. Okay, I've seen that. That's fine. Mr. World Cup Dave, look.
You're an embarrassment.
I'm not.
You are.
Well, come on, show me these pictures of you and your blooming dog.
So there's...
Can we show these to the viewers?
Yeah,
do we have your permission?
That's Enid that went missing.
See, now, can I just say... As someone who's not a dog lover, and by the way, I'm kind of... I know that there are the people who love their dogs, and I know you love your dogs, right?
Yeah.
You're a pretty girl.
Thank you.
And your dog, very ugly.
Right? Ugly dogs.
And I think this picture is... Do you not think this is proper ugly and beauty in one... Now, look there.
Oh.
Look at that dog.
The dog's more beautiful than me. Look at her.
Is that the one that went missing?
Yeah, that's Enid that got out in the garden.
And are they all
look
the same?
How lovely you look, and then that ugly dog.
Well, I'm pleased you're saying it that way around.
Well, yeah.
In a bad mood.
It's like the Redknapps. They have their bulldogs, don't they? So you've got really pretty Jamie Redknapp, really pretty Louise Redknapp, with puggy kind of like bulldog. Find it very funny. It's like having a Big Mac and a Diet Coke. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Are all the dogs the same type?
No, I've got a Shar Pei called Enid, a Japanese Spitz called Trish, and a pug called Barry Manilow.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And are they all big dogs? Oh, scary dogs?
They're very...
Oh, God. What, who's that little yappy white thing?
Is it the white one or the picture of that one?
Oh,
no, that's Enid with the little... That's Trish in the background.
Trish? Trish the dog?
Patricia, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah. Hello, what was I thinking?
I know. No wonder I'm single. I'm quite mad, aren't I? You're making
up now, can I just... Oh, my God, look at this. Let's let the dog out of Men in Black.
That's Barry.
Barry the dog?
Little buzzer.
Really? We're going to have to do some damage control with you. Can I just say, I'm about to show a picture now for the viewers, which sums you up, I think, at the moment. And don't take this the wrong way. You're single, aren't you?
Yeah.
There's a picture of single Sheridan Smith hugging her dog with a bottle of wine behind her and a big glass in front.
Do you know when I picked that one up, I thought, I shouldn't take that one, because I don't like a sack.
I don't need a man, I just need a dog and a bottle of wine, which is what I've often said on a Friday night in Leeds.
Absolutely.
Just give me a doggy and a bottle of wine, I don't need men, you're all pigs. Something like that? Right.
No, not at all.
How come you're single? What is that? What's going on there? Seriously. I know you're very busy.
And I've got unsociable hours. I work.
Well, you do, to be fair. How many nights a week are you in the theatre?
Six.
Right, okay.
Eight shows a week.
Mm. And then you come off stage at what time in the evening?
I come off about 10. By the time I leave, it's 11.
Right.
So then I just go home, sleep all day, and then come back into the theatre.
It's a very lonely life.
It's quite a lonely life, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you not ever go out late night, socialising or anything?
Sometimes, but I end up in Soho in the gay bars dancing with drag queens.
Me too! Hello!
Yeah. So I'm probably looking
You're looking in the wrong places, aren't you?
Yeah.
I meet all these lovely men and they just never seem interested in me. I don't know what's going on.
They like my shoe.
I was talking the other night to Tyrone and he was a very handsome model and, you know, very polite, charming, lived with his flatmate and very, very tidy, into candles and cushions. I don't know why he wasn't interested in me. What about Matt Fincham? What about Matt here?
No, things aren't that bad for
really?
Sheridan.
It's no, like sure. a dating. What's going on?
Oh, Adam.
I've gone bright red.
Adam, my God.
Adam
is a fan of yours, Sheridan.
Adam is.
Adam, the guy
who was sat nervously on the sofa.
That nerd who was opposite you before he ran off to do the cameras.
Hello, I'm a big fan of your work.
He's like a straight version of me.
Yeah, he
apparently.
Does. He looks a bit like Alan, but he's, you know, more. Straight.
Well, that is lovely. And so, Adam's lovely.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing you in the Chekhov play that you filmed. I'm a big fan of Star Trek, and Chekhov is one of my favourite characters. So, have you done?
I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
I'm blushing.
When was the last time you were in a relationship?
A year ago. Over a year ago. Yeah, it's quite sad.
Sorry.
You're making me feel like I need...
No,
therapy.
No, you don't.
I need help, Chris.
No, because you're in love with the theatre.
Yes,
the theatre is in love with you.
Mm.
It's true. You have your dogs, and by the looks of it, copious amounts of wine.
Do you think I'll be like one of those crazy ladies who live with loads of
think
cats?
You'll be like?
And smells of weed. Oh, Chris! I'm not there yet!
Sitting at home in a dressing gown all day, smoking a cigar with a cigarette with a cigarette holder. And I said to Duncan, listen, well, darling, you just do not understand how the industry works. With your lonely system coming out. Miss Smith.
Do you talk to the
Michael
dogs?
Caine is on the phone. Well, tell Caine I will call him back. I am talking to Duncan. Something like that.
Do you have conversations with the dogs?
No.
Yes,
you talk
do.
Out loud to them, don't you?
I don't.
You do.
Can I ask you a question?
I say good morning.
When you come home from work and you put the key in the door, do you shout, "Mummy's home"?
No, I don't do that. Because that would be weird.
Are you the doggy's mummy?
No, I'm their owner.
I don't think that's
you're their owner. You are, aren't you? Do you ever go, "Mummy's here, Mummy's got some doggy biscuits for you"? Do you ever do that?
No, I don't do that voice.
How do you talk to the dogs?
I just go, "Morning." That's kind of what I say.
Even at night time, I say morning.
No, I don't do that. Well, sometimes I do the baby voice, but not always.
Yeah. Alan's like that with me sometimes.
Yeah.
He calls me in the morning. Hello, chicken chops, it's time for you to get out of bed and come and play disc jockey.
I've got some biscuits for you.
We've got Sheridan Smith on the show today, you see, likes you, and you'll have a lovely time. Now get out of bed, you fat pig!
He does.
It's Bobby Moore and who? Okay,
stop it.
I keep falling for it every time.
I know you
pushing
do.
Them out.
All right, sorry. Easy. Seriously, poke my eyes out. Well, your dogs seem lovely. So you've got three dogs. Three dogs, did you say?
Yes, three.
You've got Barry Manilow, Enid, and Trevor. Is it Patricia?
Trish. But it is thanks to Radio 1 that I got in at you know. The staff at Battersea.
It's not Radio 1, it's us.
Yeah. You are yeah. It is. It's your specific. Amazing team. Because you mentioned it, they heard it on the way to Battersea. I didn't have a chipped, stupidly, which I now have, and everyone should get the dog chipped. But I wouldn't have been able to get her back. They wouldn't have been able to trace her. And they heard you saying it was my dog.
There you are.
Where was she?
She was found in Dagenham.
How far away is that from where you live?
19 miles.
So 19 miles?
She must have been picked up and...
Yeah, she didn't walk it, did she?
No. Either dumped or she got away from them or... Well, thanks to you. Oh. I got her back.
It's amazing.
I genuinely am here to say thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'm not here to plug anything. There's nothing I'm here to plug. I'm just here to say thank you and bring donuts.
Bless you.
So thank you.
You see, we can do all sorts of pet rescue,
you
can't
do.
We?
You couldn't. Sheridan couldn't sleep at night when the doggy was missing.
Distraught.
She was distraught. She was on Twitter going, "I can't sleep."
Oh, stop thinking.
So even my
family though. They're my London family.
Even my brother. I don't know if you've ever met my brother.
Yeah, I love my brother. He left me a message just like...
Yeah, he retweeted your I've lost my dog message on Twitter.
Because I told you that.
Like,
that's lovely.
What is going on?
Because you don't follow your brother, and I said that he did. He retweeted it, and I said, what, really? My brother?
Yeah,
and
no.
He did.
Yes, he was lovely.
He was instrumental.
He left me a message as well.
So who found the dog? Who actually physically went, hang on a second.
She was handed in to Battersea, and it was the staff, Ali and all the lovely girls at Battersea, that were driving in, listened to your show, and then checked, and there was a Sharpie been handed in, and they got in touch with me.
Right. That's brilliant.
So it really is.
Like stories like that.
Thanks to you and Twitter, it is.
Yes. She just gave me, yes. Good, you got your dog back, now get yourself a man. Right.
I don't think she has to get a man.
You don't have to get a man.
Thank you, Alec.
Being single is fine.
Yeah, the single edits. The single edits. You did the hand.
What's wrong with you?
That's
you got a twitch? What are you doing?
Does the hand, doesn't she?
The hand dance.
She
does.
Yeah, she does.
Sheridan, bless her.
Oh, dear.
So tell me about this play you're doing. Everyone keeps saying you're amazing in it.
What, the musical?
Yeah, the musical. That's what play music. It's all the same to me. I hate the theatre.
They're the same thing, aren't they?
Please come and see it, Chris.
Oh, no, do you know what? You know I love you, but I'd be bored out of my brain. I hate musicals.
Please.
Look over there, it's the door. Shall we go through the door? Yes, let's go through the door, open the door. How about that?
But this one, because Legally Blonde's so camp, it lends itself well to all the singing and dancing. It's not like... You know, someone's burst into song. I know what you mean.
I want to buy a handbag in the sale. Like that.
Please come.
All right.
I beg you, I'll buy you lots of beer.
Maybe this could be your first.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Show.
Right. Musical.
Oh, no, B2C musicals.
Oh, right.
You just don't like them?
The first musical I ever went to see in London was Saturday Night Fever, which was Pony.
Was it?
Oh, garbage.
Who was in it?
Oh, I did some good-looking man who was meant to be good. And I was sitting there going, this is like watching an over-enthusiastic school play done by 14-year-olds, but not very well. And then I got dragged to see Beauty and the Beast, which I did quite enjoy.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You like that one?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, you big softy.
I know, I like the violence in it. I like the beast bits. And then that's it.
Come with me. I'd love to go to the musical.
Oh, please come. Come on, my treat to say thank you.
Really? That's not, why is that a treat for me? Oh, my treat. Come and watch me. That's not the kind of thing I would say.
Mm. That is a bit self-indulgent of me to say that. I'm sorry.
I know, I like that. I'm very comfortable with self-indulgency. All right, well, do you know what? Okay, all right. Alan and I will go and watch you in
okay,
your
musical. I'll hold you to it now. You've said it on air.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's like Legally Binding now.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Who's in it with you? Like, Duncan from Blue was in it. Is he still in it?
Richard Fleischman's in it. Jill Halfpenny. Peter.
I like her.
Yeah. It's a really brilliant cast.
I like her.
Please come.
Duncan James is not in it, though, at the moment.
He's left.
Okay, that's another bonus, then.
Oh, Duncan. Chris, stop it.
He's also nice.
Lovely.
What, babes, you right?
I love Dunks.
What, darling? Dunks. Oh, do you know what? If ever a man was suited for the name Duncan, it is Duncan James, isn't it? Hello, Duncan. Brilliant. No, I'm sure he's lovely.
He is lovely.
I like to take him to carry him. Because he's a dope, you know. Oh, Duncan's
Chris!
Oh, I didn't see that there.
My mum likes Duncan James.
He's lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm really disappointed in your mum now.
I know. She likes him.
He's my rock on that job.
He's what?
He was my rock on that job. I was very nervous when I opened in that show, and he was there for me. So shut up about Duncan. He's amazing.
That's right, because he's an amazing singer. He can hold you by the hand and show you what to do. I always think Duncan likes a drink. I don't know why. I'd always think, you know...
Well, like Duncan.
At the end of the night, yeah, at the end of the night, I reckon he'd be like, grab a bottle, darling!
Duncan Disorderly.
But he's not in it now, and Richard Fleischman's in it.
Yeah.
Craig DeGoss.
And do you kiss him in it?
Yeah, I do.
Like, isn't he, like, 20 years younger than you or something?
He's 8 years younger than me.
Eight?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever, sweetheart. Still on that old
check
CV,
the biog.
I'm 29!
Give over.
Hang on.
Turn it in.
I come in to say thank you and I get dissed.
Hey, I met you 15 years ago. You're 21st.
That's such a lie.
I know.
I've never lied about my age. I am 29. I should lie about it and say I'm younger, although I wouldn't get away with it, would I?
No.
I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
No, you would. you are young. You're just a wee... Well, I mean, you're older than me, of course, but, you know.
About 5 years.
So, when are you playing... Who do you play? Ellie Woods?
I play
I don't know anything about it.
Have you ever seen the film?
No. Why would I have seen the movie Legally Blonde?
It's a good film.
It's not a film for boys.
I think so.
It can be.
It's very heartwarming, and there's a great message in it.
What's the message? Oh, my God, I've just seen the time.
I know, I was trying to get your attention.
Oh, my God, I've no idea.
She's walking away.
I'm sorry about that.
Mm.
Sorry, Dominic, I didn't realise what time it was.
Hello, that's all right, I'm enjoying your chat.
Right. I was enjoying the chat so much, I forgot to do the news. So, let's do the news, then we'll come back with more of the lovely Sheridan Smith. Lovely and single. Almost 30. Sheridan Smith. The lover who loves her dogs and her wine more than people. She's at home, getting drunk, tongue to the dogs, and I'll tell you something else. Dear doggy, when I go on that stage, the star is born. Now go and get Mummy some more wine. It's in the bottom cupboard. You know how to open the door. Don't be like that. Of course, you can have some treats. There's some Jaffa cakes in there. Mwah. Why am I going all Ron Burgundy? I don't know.
Baxter.
Oh. You know I don't speak Spanish. Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1. I was worried that Sheridan has started to question herself. And I'm a bit weird, having three dogs and no man.
Oh, no, really?
Is that a bit like, you know, is that...
I did not do that.
Yeah, you did. She did, that's what she just did.
Do that movement with your breath.
You know... Oh,
Sorry, I was just trying to say Sheridan should lean forward towards the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Just project, darling.
Sorry, darling.
Sheridan's going, am I weird? And I'm like, it's fine, don't worry about it, you know?
It's like a therapy session, though. You're giving me a complex. It
is. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If you did find a man, would you dump one of the dogs for a good man?
No, I'd never dump my dogs.
What if you found an amazing man?
And he didn't like dogs, or he was allergic to dogs?
He was allergic to dogs.
But then it's tough. He would have to go.
Wow. But what if he was, like, really perfect, like Indiana Jones or Alf from Home and Away?
Yeah.
Like a real man?
Like, really perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he'd still have to go. Gotta like dogs.
Well, who doesn't?
Love me, love my dog.
I love a dog. What kind of men do you go for? Do you have a type?
I don't have a type.
No.
No, not that fussy.
Oh, my God.
Straight.
Not that fussy and single.
Do you not ever meet, like... men when you walk your dogs?
No.
That's like what Davina did, didn't she?
Dog walking men.
Yeah, she met her husband while they were both walking their respective dogs.
Oh, how lovely. Mm.
And she went, oh, hello, you've got a lovely dog. And he says, you've got nice boobs, let's do it.
Yeah.
I think there was more to it than that. But generally, that's pretty much it.
How they came together.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's hope for me yet.
Yeah, do you must walk your dogs every day.
Yeah.
So you're in the park, you never see any good-looking men with their dogs?
Not yet.
Really?
No.
You need to move.
The power of this show. If we can get your dog back to you, then maybe we could suggest to good-looking guys when they see you.
Yes. Here's what we do.
Yes.
If you're a good-looking single man with a dog, can you send a picture in of you and your dog, and then we'll show them to Sheridan?
Yeah.
How about that?
This has become like
it could work.
Site. No, but this might just—I tell you what—we've struck gold already finding Enid.
That's true.
So maybe we might help you find a man.
I sound so desperate.
No, but you're—you know—you're just picky.
I'm just busy.
Busy, that's what I said. Busy. That's what I meant.
Okay, thanks. Well, that's great. Isn't it? Got a little, like, competition.
Do you get on well with your exes?
Yeah, I do.
I bet you're one of those girls that you're still friends with everybody.
Yeah, I try to make. Well, if you spent all that time with someone, it's a shame to then just cut them off cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
You couldn't care less.
No, I'm just, you know, I don't want to make it out. I just want to help you because you're a nice girl, you know.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
You know, we've always got on, you're nice, you know. You're a bit weird.
Shame you're not single.
Yeah, well, let's move on. So. All right, well, I'm going to go see your city show.
Yes.
I'll go with Allard.
Thank you. You're definitely coming.
No, it's Dave, you stayed very quiet during the whole of this Let's Go.
I didn't want to be presumptuous and ask for tickets because I, you know.
Well, if Sheridan can only get two, I don't mind if you take my place.
You can all come. Chris!
What?
Stop it, you're all coming.
Maybe we can have a team outing.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Please.
Maybe we should do that.
All right.
Brilliant.
You're legally blind.
Thank you.
Are there any songs in it I know?
You'll know them when you leave.
Do you sing Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship? I like that.
Oh, I love that one.
It's a great one.
She put that one
Nothing's
in.
Gonna stop us now.
No,
do you sing These Dreams by heart?
No.
These dreams come on, close my eyes. Do you like that?
You did that really well. You should be in a musical.
Yeah, shouldn't I just?
Sure.
It'd be every dream come true for me to be in a musical. I think we've had some photos sent in.
Have we?
Oh,
what
wow.
Of dogs?
Show me.
Dogs and men.
Let me find them for
brilliant.
You. Hang on. What are they? MMS?
Yeah. S. Yes.
This is brilliant. This is like
this is proper.
Website for me.
This is right now.
Okay, Martin in Birmingham. Ready? Oh, he's got an. He's got a
hello,
big old.
Hello, Martin.
He's got a big old Alsatian.
He's got an Alsatian. Wow.
Yeah, look at the size of that beast.
That's very manly.
I like
big,
his rug as
big,
well.
Isn't it?
Very big.
Right.
I do.
You what?
I like his rug.
That he's sat on.
He's got a rug by the fire, it's nice.
He's got a nice rug. Well, that's nice and romantic, isn't it?
Yeah. There you go, yeah. We get, you know, pack the Alsatian off to bed and...
My family are all listening to this.
Adam from Leicester. Oh, he's just like you. He's got a bottle of beer and a dog. Look at that.
Yeah!
He looks a bit like Alan Partridge. Don't you think?
He's lovely.
No, I mean, in a good way.
That. This is amazing that people have actually responded.
There's a very... Right, yeah, I say like very. There's a nice photo that I think you would like.
Oh, really? Show
why, does that mean that you like it?
Yeah, you know
that. Look at this one. This dog's like your dog.
Oh, that is. There's a Sharpie. Oh, that's a beautiful Sharpie. Whose is that one? Where's the man? There's no man with it.
There's no man, but it's from Adam, I think. What's he called, a Sharpie?
Sharpie or Sharpie?
Sharpie.
Right.
No, Sharpie's the pen, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. But other pens are available, as we've established earlier today. No, that's fine. Where's the other picture? Oh, show that.
Stop it.
Oh, look.
Alan, who's that?
I know.
That's not
that.
Real.
That's a mat. Let me have a look at it.
That's the model shot, that is.
That's a man.
I'm avoiding the cameras, just in case.
Yeah, lying on a rug.
With
topless,
a Dalmatian.
With a Dalmatian.
Topless.
And by the way, who's never done that on a Thursday afternoon? Note on the telly. Come here, you. Let me shut off. We'll have a cuddle up.
Come here.
Or steal a no deal. Come on. There you go. Oh, leave yourself alone. Right. Let's play a song then, shall we? And then we'll come back and chat more with the lovely Sheridan Smith about her weird obsession for dogs. Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1. Girl by McFly. So Sheridan is here. Let's talk through some of the roles that you've done.
Oh, don't stop.
Well, no. Like, what was your first telly work?
The Royal Family.
That was the first one.
Oh, yeah.
That was at the beginning, yeah.
It's not a bad start.
It's a great start.
Thanks. I'm just waiting for you to say something horrible.
No, not at all.
See, I forget you're in that.
Yeah.
In a good way.
There's that new Simon Amstel show. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't yet. I've heard about it.
It sounds like a kind of posher London, more Jewish version of the Royal Family.
Yeah. It's meant to be brilliant, isn't it? It's had great reviews.
If things meant to be.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. It's not the Royal Family.
Nothing ever could be, though, I don't think.
No, it's not.
It was amazing being part of that. What, you know, with Caroline Ahern. They were just brilliant cast.
I found out recently, I was very disappointed that that's not actually a house, it was a studio.
It was a studio.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Did that disappoint you?
Well, like such a lie. You know, I wanted to go to the house and sit in the chair.
The magic of TV.
Sit on the sofa and watch the telly.
Oh.
That's what I wanted to do.
My house is pretty similar, just come to mine. It's ashtrays full of seconds. And
yeah, dogs yeah. everywhere.
Dogs everywhere.
Empty bottles of wine.
Yeah, come round. Sounds appealing, doesn't it?
Scrawling to the wall. All men are pigs, kind of thing.
All pigs are
no.
men.
So you did the Royal Family. How many shows did you do that? Or did you came in? What were the two series of the Royal Family?
There was three, I think, and I was in the second or third. Nice. I only did a few episodes, but it was very nice to be part of it.
Were you Ralph Little's?
Yes.
Mm.
Love interest.
Good. Yeah.
Right. You been out with him in real life?
No.
I have. Very gentle.
In real life, very sensitive.
Wasn't he? He's very nice. Yeah. Then what did you do after that?
Because
I want to I want to do an interview with you.
Well, I made you just say thank you. I told you that.
Oh, well, then do one then, love. We'll carry on with the show if that's all you're doing. Oh, I don't know what bothered.
I don't know bits and bobs tonight. I don't really want to.
Did you do every episode of 2 pints of lager and a pack of crisps?
I did. There's a lot.
That's unbelievable.
A lot of them. I know.
Really?
Yeah,
seriously?
Nine series.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As I always said, used to say to Will Mellor, I love that show. I used to watch it religiously. And he used to go, no, you don't. You eat it. But you don't even watch it. And that's what annoys me about you. You always slag it off, but you don't actually watch it.
That sounds like it.
So I go, all right, well, I'll watch it. Right, watch it. It's on this week. Watch the first one. And then, right, if you don't like it, fair enough. And then be on the phone or whatever. Did you watch it? No. Oh, I knew you wouldn't watch it. So well, I was out doing, whatever. Will used to get really...
He gets irate, doesn't he?
Yeah. Will used to get really protective about that show. Your man...
He's a very protective and protecting person. Remember that time we went into karaoke in the press club in Manchester and he tried to chin that fellow that was heckling me?
He's very protective.
He was very protective.
He's like an older brother.
This fellow was giving me grief on the side, so we'll threaten to go and sort him out.
He gave you grief? I bet he don't watch 2 pints either. Are you? Sit down, he doesn't have cable or Sky. It's all right. Sit down, free view. It's just a dream. Sit down. You ever got with Will Mellor?
No.
I did. Very gentle in my life.
Very sensitive.
Very gentle. Yeah. Very... Used to cry a lot. Used to cry after kissing. And now you're in Legally Blonde. Did you ever go out with Duncan James?
No.
I did.
Very gentle and loving.
No. He's a wild man. Oh, my goodness me. And he was amazing in the kitchen. The things he could do with a courgette and some chop suey would make your eyes water. Unbelievable.
Have you seen these pictures coming through, Chris?
Is that what you're doing? There's just looking at men and their dogs?
I'm amazed that people have actually bothered to send them in. I'm very flattered.
Do you know, if you click on them, you can make them bigger.
Oh,
Dave.
No, sorry. If you click on the picture, you can make them full size or whatever.
That's right. Yeah.
My face hurts.
All right, so we're going to go and see Sheridan in a musical.
Brilliant.
She's on until January 2011. Have you had any time off yet?
No, you get 4 weeks throughout the year to take us holiday.
Is that all?
And I've taken them, so... But it's great fun.
So you're all the way through now. Will you get a break at Christmas?
I think Christmas Day.
Is that it, honestly?
Yeah, I think so.
New Year's Eve?
No, we'll probably have a show, I think. I'm not
really?
Not schedule yet, yeah.
Not New Year's Day?
Yeah, there was one this year on New Year's Day, and I was... Yeah, it was quite a hard show to do.
Oh, I bet you're as rough as a buzzard's crotch. Oh, you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Must be hard, that.
Yeah, it's almost 2 hours of singing and dancing, getting paid for it.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, paid for it. Oh, that sounds like a good girl. And what have you got coming up? What are you doing? Have you got stuff? Obviously, you can't really do anything else.
I am doing a film, actually, starting in October, with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, say hello to her kid, Jack. I call him Jackie. He's a nice fella. Lovely fella. Very buff. Very sensitive in real life. He cries after a cuddle. So what do you do? What kind of movies are we doing?
It's called Hysteria.
Oh. After the Def Leppard
album? It's the Def Leppard story.
Yeah.
It's about the invention.
No, I'm joking. That's what you...
I don't know if I can say it's a bit early in the day.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was having a contract.
No, it's not that. It's just that it's very early, and I don't know what I can say on radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite
Is it
rude.
Saucy?
It's a bit saucy.
All right, do you get saucy in it?
I get very saucy in it.
Oh, you can't have tickets to go and see that one.
Can I go to the filming of that? I've always wanted to see the film being made.
It's the most... You know when they say, you know, it's scenes like that, is it romantic and do you get into it? It never is, because there's people holding, you know, microphones and lights above you. It's very...
unromantic.
That's what it's like. Well, that's what it's like for me anyway.
Or people holding lights people and holding lights screens and stuff.
Yeah. No screens so no one can see her face. Don't worry, love. He's covered. That kind of thing.
I have a horrible image now.
I have a lovely image now.
That's what I meant.
Oh, really? Oh, there really are things wrong with you. You really do have problems. All right, well, good luck with the film. So you'll be filming that and doing the show at the same time.
Oh,
you're
going to
be knackered.
How's that?
And you know what? You know what's going to happen, don't you? You're going to meet a man while you're doing that. So when you have absolutely no time whatsoever, this guy will come up and go, hi. Hi. Sorry. I'm a bit over breath. I've just been chasing my amazing dog around the park for a while. I don't know if you're into dogs, but I am, and this little fella, I love him something bad. Anyway, I'm just on the way to the off license to get some wine, and then I'm going, I'm probably going to go and watch a musical tonight, because I love musicals. What did you say your name was again? And you'll go, are you gay? Just to double check. No? Amazing. You'll meet someone. It'll be fine.
Oh,
thanks.
I know what we needed to mention before we wrap up is the fact that we had Tiny Tempering yesterday, and he famously hasn't been to Scunthorpe. So we were thinking about doing a little trip to Scunthorpe to take him there, and we thought who better to come with us and show us around but you.
Oh, please. That's where I live. I can show you all the best bits of Scunthorpe. Let's do it.
So you could be our official Scunthorpe guide.
Can I?
Why not?
Amazing news.
Well, what's there to do in Scunthorpe? Have we been there? Did we do a roadshow there?
I've been to Scunthorpe.
It's great.
Yeah?
It is, yeah. I'll take you to the restaurant.
Where can we go? Where can we go? Is there a good chipper there?
There's loads of good chippies.
Yeah. Do you recommend any?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay.
It's been a while since I've been there. I'll look up.
Any pubs that you remember? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you actually been there, Sharon?
Yes, I grew up there. But I've been down here 13 years.
Right. Right.
I got my last speeding ticket in Scunthorpe.
Brilliant. There you go. You guys have sold it to me. Let's go. It sounds like the holiday of a lifetime. I'll tell you what, Alan, if you're bringing me to Legally Blonde, I'm bringing you to Scunthorpe.
Yeah, fine.
I'll tell you that.
We'll do a Christmas show. We'll take Tiny. We'll bring you Sheridan.
Scunthorpe. Your next holiday destination. Like fish and chips? Why not visit our fish and chip shops? Want a drink in one of Scunthorpe's many pubs? Why not visit one of the pubs? Cannot remember, I haven't been there for 13 years. Scunthorpe, it's like Monte Carlo, but crapper.
And by the way, if you're in Scunthorpe, you can't have a go at me, because that is factually correct.
It's amazing.
There you are, all right. Lovely to see you, Sheridan.
Thanks for having me in, and thanks for helping me find Enid.
Are you on stage tonight?
I am.
What time?
7:30
sharp. If you got tickets for tonight, then go and see the lovely Sheridan. Well, you enjoy the show. And if you haven't bought tickets yet, go and buy some.
And we'll see you there soon.
Yeah, you're coming. So I'll see you.
Thank you for the donuts as well.
No worries. Thank you.
Is it on a Sunday?
We've just stopped Sunday shows.
Right.
Is that your only day off? Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, no.
Stop trying to get out of it. You're coming.
What? Where's the matinees?
Thursday afternoon, they see.
I've just started having out in the soup kitchen.
You have Pilates on a Thursday as well, don't you?
I have Pilates. That's what I call it. Yeah, Pilates. I don't know what would make me want to go. Okay, I'm there.
I see what I did there. I'm just joking. All right.
Lovely Sheridan Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
And her doggies. And her lovely doggies. Her lovely doggies.